I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. It is this 21st day of 2006 of the month of March. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it is wonderful to have you as a listener today. This is the intro rant that we generally do here on the French Connection. I have some things I want to share with you. Our efforts for, well, both for recruiting people to this information is the most important thing. And I have to tell you, you need to go out, ladies and gentlemen. We're still stuck in that 5 to 10,000 rut, right in that area, and we really, really need an increase. We really, really do. There are more people awakening to these facts, so I know that the ground is fertile for sharing this information with others, but we also need you, because without you, we're not going to get another listener. We don't have a network promoting us. We don't have, what we've got is you, and this is a great asset. It's a powerful asset, but if you're not doing something to help us grow, we're not growing. And that's the sad fact of what's happening with us. We're staying stagnant. Haven't lost ground, but we're not gaining either. And what we need is, in order to make a difference here, we need three things. We need people to participate. We need small donations, $1, $5, $10. Send it to the P.O. box, or if you don't mind your PayPal details, you can send it on the site by PayPal. But this is listener-supported radio. We have small requirements. We have made some headway against some of my massive phone bills in the past and picked up a little bit of headway on that. But still, they've slowed up largely because we have stopped asking over time. And I thought I'd remind you that this is listener-supported, and you don't have to spend a lot. Spend the price of a couple of cups of coffee each, and that'll get us over the hump. We don't have big overhead over here at the French Connection. It's basically me doing it for free, and I got some things to pay for. So if you'd consider that, I'd be very, very grateful to all of you who listen to these broadcasts. Today's show, like I said, is going to be with a gentleman. He's an interesting guy. He has a website called flyingimam.com. That's flyingimam.com. He is Dr. Sahib Maskeen Blair, B-L-E-H-E-R, Blair. He lives in the United Kingdom, one of the founders of the Islamic Party in Britain, but he's got a lot to say about many, many subjects. Very, very well educated, very learned man. Going to give some great insights into the machinations and the difficulties of being a follower of Islam in Britain, but more importantly, he's going to give insights into the phoniness of the British assault against the Islamic community and how this community has been vilified. And it's been vilified by design, ladies and gentlemen. You all know. We've discussed it 100 times. The press is owned, bought and paid for by Zionists. We've got Cy Newhouse, and we have Mort Zuckerman, and we have Sumner Redstone, and we have what's his name over there at Eisner, over at Disney, and the list goes on and on and on and infinitum. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a non-Jewish voice in any large press anymore. We require our truth to get out in the alternative press, and then we have to suffer the battle with their plants that they've got all over the internet. They've got thousands. Cretans like this guy Andrew and others who fight back with innuendo, with slanderous nonsense, with accusations that don't amount to a hill of beans, with calling me a doo-doo head or similar things like that. But there are others out there who are spreading lies and trying to run away with the mantle of truth. these people are much more organized than the people who are just throwing slanderous stuff out there. People like Rentz. I mean, look, guys, he's marrying real information, and not very profound information, but just superficial information, with trips to Mars and visits to visits from your favorite alien, and you go over to coast with shadow rats and these morons. You listen for even 5 minutes to these imbeciles present this stuff, and you just become disheartened by the dumbing down of our public. It is an absolute fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the country has just been devastated by our education system. We have, and that's the interesting thing, because people like Rentz will do something on education, and then in the next breath do something on, crop circles having visitations from little green men. And, of course, when you do something like this, you create what's called, in the parlance, a straw man effect by marrying some good information with some very strange, nonsensical information, discrediting it all. Discrediting all of it. Because, look, if you were to hear this kind of nonsense come out of someone's mouth and then they try to tell you something factual, you'd say, these people are really, really lost. Now, who else does stuff like this? The big bluster man over here, Alex. And, you know, it's hard for people who started out with this, I don't know what to call him. Go to his MySpace site. Who is this guy? Look at the face on this man. The nastiness in his eyes and this self-absorbed character. We've uncovered more stuff about some of his associations with some one-world organizations, ladies and gentlemen. We've sent it out to a couple of people to peruse. But he never, never goes down the Zionist road with any kind of effort. It is always a superficial investigation. He is a manager of the Zionist exposing information. He is not a front runner. He is not a real researcher. He is all about fear-mongering and superficiality. That's basically what the guy does. Now, why do I bring him up from time to time? Well, it's important, ladies and gentlemen, because the guy is carrying with him many, many people. Many people who think he's got the handle on these facts, and he simply and clearly does not. And boy, oh boy, could we use the numbers. Could we use that audience to get really informed and real information about these terrible events that we've been exposing and who these people are, and let them have a name like Mort Zuckerman on their lips and Cy Newhouse and Leigh Dean over at the White House and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Crystal and on and on and on, and Zionism really exposed, and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Dees and Jack Abramoff and come on, guys, we know who did this stuff. We know who these people are. We know what they're doing. We know the crimes they've committed. We know what they intend to do. We've said all of it on the French Connections website. We've put it out there. When does Jones speak about that stuff? Ask yourself when he ever spoke about these things. When? He hasn't, ladies and gentlemen. He won't. Not unless you put a gun to his head. He still wouldn't do it. There's no way that this guy is ever going to broach these subjects. Just not going to happen. Why? Because he's part of their organization. That's the simple fact of it. Now, this I'm 100% sure of. But we'll move on to other things here. MySpace. We need some numbers here. We got 130 people on MySpace. We need 530. We need 1,030. Come on, guys. Sign up for it. We're going to get this thing underway shortly. We're going to start marrying older people with younger people. We're going to start bridging the gap between the young, uninformed, and the older, well-informed group. This is about pulling out all the stops to take people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and beginning to share their time and effort with people who are just coming up in our country, who need to be brought up to speed, who need information as such as this. This kind of information is going to change the world. It is changing the world. When we started doing this stuff back in September, October, nobody was getting traction on these facts. No one. And now it's getting traction, and boy, oh boy, it's time for us to pile on the effort. It's time for us to bring in our young people and show them what condition the world is in. They're not going to get this real history in their history books, so we have to provide it for them in our forum, in our blog, in our audio files, in our communications, and in our email alerts, in our mass mailings, everywhere we can, on our college campuses, hand out flyers, papers, put it on DVDs, on discs, on anything you can possibly find as a medium of informational exchange, and just do it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a war. And I've declared war on these cretinous, awful people in Israel. They are, in the extreme, a virulent form of humanity. Make no mistake about it. They are after nothing short of supremacy. And there are many, many Jews are following us in the fight. They're battling with us side by side. And I want these people to be part of our army of truth, because they are going to help convince those others that they've been duped. Yes, they have. They've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. There were no problems with Islam and Judaism until Zionism reared its horrible head. There were no problems with any of us and Judaism. It never happened with the British and the Americans and the Germans. But now, ladies and gentlemen, they are at a conquest. And you know, every country they've attempted these conquests, they've been ejected from. In Russia, in Spain. Well, they've learn from their past mistakes, and they're doing it on a much bigger scale now. Do your due diligence here. Look into your history books. Go behind the history that they show you in school and read what really has happened over the generations, over the centuries, and find out how these people over time have destroyed the quality of life in our world. Think about the kind of world we could have if we stopped world Zionism. Think about the world we could have if the usury that they subject us all to was ended. Think about what kind of control we could have over our own country if AIPAC was eliminated. Think about just having the nightly news change if we got rid of this horrible country called Israel. Night after night, day after day, hour after hour, bad news, murder, terrible events. If you listened last night, these people have committed genocides, they've committed ethnic cleansings, they've committed every kind of horrendous, horrendous crime a human being is capable of, and they continue to. And then they have their controlled press spin it as though it's the other guy's doing it. How about breaking arms for throwing a peace sign? Yeah. We have proof positive. Take a listen to Professor Dan McGowan's audio file from last night. It is powerful stuff. First-hand accounts, ladies and gentlemen. How about more violent and more segregated and more prejudiced than South Africa ever was? First-hand account. You need to understand the enemy in order to defeat them. And the enemy is the Zionist criminals. They're rabid, they're violent, and they're the most disgusting form of human being on our planet, ladies and gentlemen. And we need the Jewish community that knows these facts to stand up and start informing their own community about just how horrible their leadership is before they end up being destroyed by the blowback. Come on, guys. The Jewish community needs to fight with us. A lot of people tell me, don't include the Jewish people. Come on, guys, we need the Jewish community. It's important that we enlist their help. Because this is not about racism. It's about criminality. It's about murder. It's about usurping the rights of other individuals. It's about lying to us all. It's about starting wars. It's about their genocide. Listen to Benjamin Friedman. Just listen to that audio file. You will be shocked. Make no mistake about it. These people want us all dead. They are Talmudic. They are Zoharian. They are Kabbalistic. And they've got their friends, ladies and gentlemen. This vomitous bag of nothingness over here, this Madonna. Oh, how embarrassing a human being is that? Good gravy, guys. I mean, when I look at her, my stomach turns. Oh, boy. But, you know, there is some joy in our fight because we are waking up the world. They are under assault. Why? Because they've committed spying against us. They've robbed us blind. They've murdered our public. They've got us involved in wars. They're continuing to do it. They've done it in the past. They're going to do it in the future unless we stop them. Yeah. This is not anti-Semitism in any way, shape, or form, ladies and gentlemen. This is anti-Zionist criminal. Do your due diligence. Study the facts. Look at the people. Look who's doing it to us. Check out the names. Check out the associations. Check out the groups they belong to. This Southern Poverty Law Center, and take a look at what these people have been involved in. And understand that many, many, many Jewish people in America have been lied to along with us. And they continue to support these people because they don't know any better. Well, we need to explain it to them. There are people waking up from the Jewish community. Brian, you know. Rabbi Weiss knows. Many people from Dan McGowan's group, Righteous Jews, they know. My friends know. Ilana knows. Yeah. So does Mitchell, and so do many others. Deborah knows. Larry knows. My friends, they know. Jewish, they know. They've been told. They're coming around to the facts. They don't want to go to Israel and be part of that terrible, terrible country's crimes. They don't want to go to a racist, separatist, apartheid country that destroys the quality of life for a whole race of people for no other reason but that they were there on a piece of land in 1948. Commit genocide and murder and consider them lower than cattle like they do us. This is not what my friends think, and they don't want any part of that thinking. Well, it's time we got more and more people from that community involved, because they don't believe most of this nonsense either. And it's so unbelievable you can't even say to yourself it's true, but it is. This is the astonishing thing. It's real. And unless and until we come to grips with the reality of it, we're not going to make an effective change against them. Please. Join with me on the French Connection on MySpace / Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word. Join MySpace. Become a member. Help us grow. Build a forum with us. Build a blog with us. Build a network with us. Turn this into the most powerful grassroots movement ever known to man. It's all there for us now. We can do it. We've got, after this musical break, Dr. Sahib Maskin Blair from the United Kingdom. Stick with us.
Yardsticks, meters, inches, liters, can you measure life? Pain and sorrow, love tomorrow, happiness and strife. We'll take the measure of you when your life is through. Time's your treasure, spend it wisely, it's all up to you. Measure not, cause life's so fleeting, no sense to keep score. Little da da, little bit about the little bit of 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 the little. Do 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 do